From the KBIA newsroom, I'm Janet Saidi. Some cities in northern Missouri are receiving energy from a new source, pig waste. As Eli Chen reports from St. Louis, hog producer Smithfield Foods recently built a natural gas pipeline from one of its farms to the city of Milan.
Many of Smithfield's farms store pig waste inside large lagoons. Craig Westerbeek oversees renewable energy production at Smithfield Foods. He says they capture the methane or natural gas that's released when bacteria eat the organic matter in the lagoons.
It really involves covering lagoons at these farms and capturing the gas that is typically not captured.
Westerbeek says building pipelines is better than having trucks haul natural gas to neighboring towns. Smithfield aims to reduce a quarter of the natural gas emissions it produced in 2010 by 2025. Milan is the third northern Missouri city to receive gas from Smithfield Foods through a pipeline. The company plans to build more of them in the state.
That's Eli Chin reporting from St. Louis. Utility crews are working to restore power in parts of Kansas and Missouri after strong storms swept through this morning, bringing wind gusts that downed lines. The thunderstorm initially left about 4,000 Westar Energy customers without power in eastern Kansas. By midday, all but a few hundred had power restored. The storm left several hundred without power in parts of the Kansas City area and elsewhere. There were no immediate reports of significant damage or injuries. Forecasters say parts of the two states could see several rounds of rain into the weekend. A grand jury has indicted a 19-year-old Jefferson City man in the shooting death of Lincoln University's former student body president. Michael Boucher is charged with second-degree murder, unlawful use of a weapon, and armed criminal action in the December death of 23-year-old D'Angelo Bratton Bland of Chicago. A second Jefferson City man was indicted by the grand jury in May for second-degree murder, unlawful use of a weapon, and armed criminal action. The Jefferson City News Tribune reports the two suspects were charged in December with delivery of a controlled substance in the neighborhood at the time Bratton Bland was killed. Witnesses told police the suspects were pointing weapons and yelling at people before Bratton Bland was shot. Police say Bratton Bland was walking in the area and did nothing to provoke the shooting. A growing number of residents in Missouri will be getting their power from pig waste. Large pork producer Smithfield Foods recently completed a natural gas pipeline for the city of Milan. That's the third northern Missouri city to receive natural gas from pig waste. Smithfield worked with St. Louis-based Raceline Alternative Energy to build the pipeline. The two companies formed a joint venture called Monarch Bioenergy this year. I'm Janet Saidi, KBIA News.